On today's Technobabble, troubleshooting techniques, shortly shit.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you with video and graphic design for the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation, so just leave your comments below the video. If you're listening to the audio, that's cool too. By all means, head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact and leave a message there. That's cool. Or you can use any of the contact information there. Almost forgot that one. So we're in the middle of a series all about troubleshooting, and last time we talked all about simplifying it down, taking a complex system and making it as simple as possible. Now, this is a similar technique, and you might think it's exactly the same, but it's not, and here's why. So if you've got a complex video system, for example, you plug the camera in one place and it should show up on at the switcher at another place, but something's wrong. Well, here are the three possibilities that you have, assuming that in the signal chain you have the camera, the cable, and the switcher. Assuming those are the only three components involved, you have three possible problems. It could either be the connection at the camera, it could be the cable itself, or it could be the connection at the switcher. So those are your three possibilities. So to get around this problem, to perform this test, what you would do is you're going to bypass one of those. And by bypassing that one, you are going to prove if the other two are good. Now, in my experience, I've found that typically it's much more common for a cable to go bad than for a piece of equipment to go bad. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It doesn't mean that you need to think, oh, well, it's clearly the cable. Not always, but all things being equal, it tends to be the cable a little bit more often. It also tends to be the ends of the cable, not the middle of the cable. Not always. Sometimes little beasties get in the wall and they chew things up. That happens. But more often than not, it's the ends of the cable. More often than not, it's the cable itself. Occasionally, you'll have a connection at a piece of equipment, but not all that way. So the way you figure this out is what we do is we take the each end of the signal chain. In our example, the switcher and the camera. I would take the camera, move that right up to the switcher, disconnect the cabling, and take a short cable. Let's say this is an SDI system. You've got two B and C cables, one for the SDI signal, one for reference sync. So you take just two short cables that you know are good because you've used them in some other circumstance and they're still working. So maybe take those two cables and just connect maybe a 6-foot cable as opposed to the very long cable you have. Now, if it's a multi-core cable and you don't have others, you can't perform this test. But in a situation where you've got a long cable that's installed in a location and you've got a problem, this test will help you determine, is it the cable, as it tends to be? Is it one of the ends of the cable, as it tends to be? Or is it something else? Is it either a camera, or is it a connection on the switcher? So This is the short leash test, where you use a short length of cable, short leash, to bypass the long cable and see if the problem goes away. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that you find that that answers a question next time you have a situation where you know it's got to be one of these three to figure out which it is. If you like this information, I bet you'll like my email newsletter. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts and sign up there. There you can get a free church tech gift and a free subscription to my email newsletter, where I give you even more tips and tricks. And, of course, I also give you news about all the cool things that are happening here at trinitydigitalmedia.com. If you like that, you'll also like the store, so head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, where I've got a product I'm about to launch. I'm just got to take a few pictures, put it all together, and so we'll see that very soon. It's a teleprompter, kind of a how to do a budget teleprompter, and some teleprompter software I've been working on. So just a sneak peek for you there. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.